Hello, and welcome to The Alchemist with Isis Jade, the keys to living your very best life in alignment with your mind, body, and spirit. My name is Isis Jade, and I am delighted that you are here. I am the formulator behind Alchemist Co. and Warrior Relief, two brands focused on helping people use bioenergized products to help you live your very best life. I am an alignment coach, licensed spiritual counselor, holistic medicine practitioner, author, clairvoyant, and energy alchemist. I have over a dozen certifications in various healing arts, and I also carry PhDs in bioenergetics, holistic medicine, and traditional naturopathy, and I've written over 10 books. This podcast is full of immediate strategies that you can apply today to help you bring yourself back into full alignment and live your very best life, fully embodied in mind, body, and spirit, through a variety of holistic tools, including energy healing, aromatherapy, herbs, naturopathic processes, secret universal laws, visualization tips, how to break any bad habit fast, and how to completely reframe your entire self-concept and more. So if you are ready for your total mind, body, and spirit level up, then brilliant soul, you're in the right place. I would like to answer a question that was emailed to me a few days ago. Isis, I have a question for you, and please don't find it dumb or silly, but I don't really understand what is aromatherapy. Well, my name is Isis, your beloved energy alchemist, clinical European aromatherapist, and master energy healer. Today, let's talk about this. It's one of my favorite subjects, aromatherapy. Now, aromatherapy is part of two healing fields, the field of energy medicine and the field of phytotherapy. It has been used since before 5000 BCE, when clay tablets were discovered in modern-day Syria that explained how to extract and macerate aromatherapeutic substances for the various use of medicinal purposes. One particular formulation required the maceration and, yes, distillation of pine needles, fennel, and galbanum, three vital essential oils we still use today for a variety of concerns. Now, despite what many modern-day aromatherapists will claim, it's been around a long, long time. In China, dating back to 3000 BCE, we find documents that discuss the use of orange oil, yes, orange oil, as being stimulating to the qi to help it move along the meridians. In Egypt, in 1550 BCE, there is a papyrus known as the Ebers Papyrus, and it discusses in length using the healing properties of aromatic macerated and distilled oils to treat the body, the skin, and mental health. While Egyptian priests were actually experts in blending perfumes used in both ritual and celebration, as well as to help the ka, the spiritual energy, of a person to find balance, peace, and well-being. And yes, even in ancient India, the use of aged healing elixirs through maceration of aromatic plant materials, was part of a secretive tantric practice designed to heal mind, body, and spirit, bring one to much greater awareness, and provide the gods and goddesses with divine offerings while bringing the adherent closer to enlightenment, enhance its visions and spiritual practices. It is considered today a virtually lost secret practice, as many of these ancient recipes were passed down verbally and not written down. In ancient Greece, aromatic baths and massages using macerated aromatic oils were part of a healthy daily routine to ward off plague, sickness, and disease. Later, Theophrastus, he studied and recorded over 500 plant species, along with their specific medicinal preparations and uses. He was the one who originally recommended jasmine to be picked before sunrise in order to maximize its aromatic compounds for medicinal use. According to the National Association for Aromatherapy, The practice of aromatherapy involves the use of natural plant extracts, such as essential oils, resins, hydrosols, and carrier oils in a variety of ways to heal the body, mind, and spirit. It is the promotion and harmonization of emotional, physical, and spiritual health through the application of these extracts. So since recorded history began, aromatic plants have been used in a variety of ways to heal the mind, body, and spirit through the use of alchemical perfumes and medicinal products. The ancient Egyptians revered perfume in many forms as cosmetic, medicinal, emotional, mental, and as part of their daily religious practice. The ancient Romans viewed scent as a status symbol as much as Rome's high society were known to use oils of lavender, yes, oils of lavender, and rosa sap in everyday life. You heard it right. Not macerated, but oils. The Romans helped to spread the knowledge of aromatic plants throughout the Roman Empire to places such as Great Britain, where a wide variety of aromatic plants were used during medieval Europe for healing and personal transformation, as well as religious ceremony. Today, the practice of aromatherapy incorporates the use of these essential oils, hydrosols, and carrier oils for holistic healing. Aromatic oils and hydrosols are used for their therapeutic properties to heal the mind and body and help return the body to a state of equilibrium. If you would like to learn more, I invite you to head over to my website, alchemistco.com, to read my series on the art, magic, and science of alchemy and aromatherapy. There you will also find over 100 different bioenergized aromatherapeutic products to help you with a variety of concerns. And if you subscribe and join our community, you will also receive 15% off any purchase over $50 as my thank you for joining us and giving Alchemist Co. a try. I hope to see you there. And feel free to ask me any questions you like. My email is isis@alchemistco.com. You can also find me here on social media and DM me anytime with any questions you may have. I love you very much. Have a most wonderful, beautiful day today.
Thank you for listening to today's show, The Alchemist with Isis Jade. If you are intrigued by the strategies and products discussed, you can visit me on my website at alchemistco.com to purchase the world's only certified organic bioenergized tools, including aromatherapy, natural perfumes, skincare, protection sprays, emotional healing, and so much more. That's alchemistco.com. Now, to get access to our bioenergized pain relief line, you can find those on warrior-relief.com. You can also find me on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, and Facebook. Just type in Alchemist Co. and follow me there. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button to get access to our weekly podcast, receive updates and information about our latest products, guided meditation, books, and courses, and get in on our VIP offers not available to the general public. Thank you so much for listening. Have a most delightful and wonderful day out there, living your very best life.